station for the family and the whole community.
Your favorite music.
We love CCFM.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited because we are joined on the line all the way from the United States of America with Dallas Jenkins. Dallas, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
So Dallas is the director, creator, and co-writer of this incredible multi-season TV show about the life of Jesus. It's called The Chosen. Dallas, let's just start off there because many of our people in the audience would not really know about The Chosen. And so it's been actually fantastic for us as a radio station to be talking about it over the last week or two because of what you've been doing online on YouTube. Let's start with the question of how did it come to be?
Well, yeah, that is a great question. I actually have been part of a church here in Illinois where I worked for several years making movies and short films. I had done it in Hollywood for several years, and then I came to work at a church. And while I was there, and I actually made a full-length feature film that was partnered with some of the biggest producers in Hollywood and had a very bright future as a director. Because they wanted to do many more movies with me, and I was very excited. And then the movie did very poorly at the box office, and I went from being a director with a bright future to being a director with no future, or at least an uncertain one. And out of that, I did a short film for my church's Christmas Eve service, and that short film was about the birth of Christ from the perspective of the shepherds, and it was about 18, 20 minutes long, and I shot it on my friend's farm here in Illinois for a low budget. And very long story short, that film got in the hands of a streaming service who loved it. They heard my idea about a multi-season show about the life of Christ, which has never been done before. There's been movies and miniseries, but there's never actually been a multi-season show that allows you to really dig into Jesus and the disciples and the stories of the Gospels in a way that doesn't kind of rush from Bible verse to Bible verse, but actually dig deeper into the backstories. So they loved that idea, and they thought that we could use the short film as a tool to crowdfund, which I thought was a ridiculous idea and would never work. But we ended up raising over $10 million from over 19,000 people from around the world based just on this little short film on my friend's farm. And so now season one of The Chosen has been completed and is now in every country in the world, including yours.
It is incredible. And my family and I had the privilege this past weekend to actually watch episode one of season one. And my wife and I were just absolutely blown away. I love the fact that you didn't take kind of the, okay, well, this is the order of the scriptures, and so we tell it in that order, and bringing in different aspects and different perspectives on the life of Jesus.
Right. I mean, I am someone who loves the Bible. I have no desire to change the Bible or come up with some new agenda. But I do believe that when you give more backstory and cultural and historical context, similar to how sometimes preachers will do in a sermon or someone can do in a book, I do believe that it can draw people even more towards the Bible and bring the Bible even more to life when people are reading it. And so that's what we were trying to do, is taking these stories that we know so well, working our way backwards to find out what may have led to these moments so that the viewer can identify with those who actually met Jesus and then in turn experience Jesus and the life change that Jesus can provide in the same way that they did.
Sure. And then, I mean, just because of a little bit of insight into the movie industry, casting and finding the actors and finding the sets and the locations and things like that, that must have been quite a difficult one, especially because of the crowdfunding model that you guys have approached.
Right, because there isn't a big studio or network or streaming service writing a huge check for this project, even though we had enough money to do a good show, we still had a relatively small budget by Hollywood standards. So we needed to be smart. We couldn't just pick any location we wanted. We couldn't just cast anyone we wanted. But that also became a strength. I mean, I didn't want the show to be filled with a bunch of recognizable or star actors. I wanted the best people for the job, and I wanted people to really, when they watch the show, to see the people from the Gospels on screen as opposed to seeing a movie star pretending to be that. And I think it allowed for the show to have more authenticity. And I think, as I hope you would agree, and as we keep hearing, the actors in the show are phenomenal, and the performances are truly authentic and real and feel organic. And I think that's one of the great things that we've been able to do with the show is is in the casting, particularly in the role of Jesus, but in all the other roles as well. I think we're really allowing the viewer to connect with these people in a way that they may have not before.
Yeah, it really is amazing, and I agree with you. The acting, the cast are all amazing, really. Was it difficult, though, to get everybody on board and to get them to accept the way that you wanted to do this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And because, yeah, there is a good chunk of the cast. Many of the cast members are not believers, or at least traditional evangelicals or Christians, but they love the script. And I think a good script is a good script. And I think they love the way that we're approaching this as not a traditional Bible project, meaning that it doesn't feel formal or emotionally distant. I think that it feels real. I think that these actors know that they've got a lot to do and a lot to explore with the characters that they're playing. And then, of course, the wonderful result of that has been that many of them have come closer to Christ because of doing this show and learning more about the gospel. So we had very little resistance because I think when they read the script, they saw that this was not a typical church-type project, even though it's very faithful to the scriptures. They saw it as a real story that felt like a real show, and I think that's exciting for any actor.
That is exciting. That really is. We're chatting to Dallas Jenkins, an American filmmaker and creator, director, and co-writer of The Chosen. And just so cool that your dad, Jerry B. Jenkins, and his comments around The Chosen. I just thought, wow, this is so cool to have that affirmation. Just in terms of your upbringing, how much did that play a role in bringing The Chosen to us?
Yeah, so my dad is the author of the Left Behind books, which were hugely successful books that took the Book of Revelation and kind of put it into a modern context. And so my dad, who's been very proud of the show, because I think for him it's great to see, I think, a legacy that's being carried on of from him and myself, of using our storytelling gifts to take the Bible and bring it to a current audience in a way that maybe they haven't seen before. Now, I think that the biggest role that he's had was just in arousing my passion and love for storytelling, but combining that with a love of the Bible. They're not mutually exclusive. I do love the Bible. I was raised in a Christian home. And yet at the same time, I love storytelling and I want to use that to bring people closer to the Bible, not to replace it. And so I think that's been a big part of it. And so that's been a huge influence on me from not only how he raised me, but also his storytelling history.
That is fantastic. And I really believe that in storytelling, we can reach the lost. Because, again, if you just go and quote a Bible scripture at them and think that's going to change their lives, chances are 9 out of 10 times it's going to fail miserably. So that storytelling aspect is so, so important. So how did you do it that the story is so rich in the background contexts and just placing cultural significance and highlighting those things? Because it's amazing. It really is very creative.
Well, yes. I think creative might apply to the fact that we're portraying it in a creative way. However, we're just trying to be authentic. And when you're trying to make a good show, and any of the great shows we watch on our favorite streaming services, they are rich and they're authentic and they take you to a place that makes you feel like you're there. And that's what we were trying to do with this. And so because of that, we really wanted to explore the historical, biblical, and cultural context of that time and of that region. And so the Jewishness of Jesus, the Jewishness of that region, and of the roots of our faith, I think was very important to portray. And so when you include these details, and some of the details may be small, sometimes they may even feel like they're details that you don't normally spend a whole lot of time on, well, I think sometimes that really adds to the richness of it, because it connects people to the humanity, it connects people to the authenticity. And then when Jesus shows up, or when there's a significant emotional moment, it's that much more possible for the viewer to connect with, because they feel like they've been in a realistic setting.
I love that. That is so good. And choosing the role for the actor to play the role of Jesus, it's just so funny. I said to one of my co-hosts that it's so funny that we share the same name, Jonathan. And Jonathan, the name means gift from God.
Well, that's certainly not a coincidence, and I hope you live up to that, to the meaning of your name. But yes, Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus, is truly extraordinary, and I met him actually several years before we did The Chosen, because for my church, I was doing a couple of short films and vignettes about certain stories from Christ's life. And when I was casting for that, that's when I came across Jonathan. And I remember thinking, when we were shooting that first short film several years ago for my Good Friday service at my church, I thought, this is the best portrayal of Jesus that I've seen, because he combines, I think there's a masculinity to him without being overly tough. He's also gentle. He's also kind. And I think that that's very important in the portrayal of Jesus. And so we really try to show all the aspects of Jesus's personality, from his divinity to his humanity to his humor to his tears. I mean, Jesus was emotional, but he was also intellectual. We try to show all of that. So you see a Jesus who tells jokes, a Jesus who laughs at jokes, who even makes jokes about himself or about others around him, but in such a playful and affectionate way. And that's something that you see throughout more of the episodes as you go through the season. And so when Jesus shows up in each of these episodes, it's someone that you want to be with. And that's something that I think is sometimes missing in other Jesus movies that I've seen, is sometimes he's so stoic that, and we treat him so reverently that it's hard to imagine anyone would really want to follow him. That's what I've sometimes found when I've watched, well, especially when I was growing up, I always thought, man, Jesus doesn't seem very exciting. And I think that he probably was in real life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if as many people followed him and listened to him, then he definitely was. Dallas, that's where we're going to have to leave it. But before I let you go, I'm going to just ask you, for those who do want to watch it, you've been so generous with placing it onto your YouTube channel. Just explain to us some of the ways that we can watch this incredible TV series, The Chosen.
Yes, we did put it on YouTube as live streams, but the best way to watch it is on our free app. And so you might be thinking, if you're listening, well, is it on Netflix or is it on one of the more popular channels? It's not, but here's the good news. We created an app, so wherever you get your apps on your phone, you go there and you just look up The Chosen. We're very easy to find. It's free, downloads directly to your phone within minutes. And here's the thing. If you don't want to watch it on your phone, it connects free and easy to your streaming device. And you can watch it with no subscription fees, no delays, no hurdles or anything. The entire season, all 8 episodes are totally free and easy, and they connect directly to your streaming device. And that has proven to be the best way to get it to people. And when people are done watching, if they love it, they are free to pay it forward, which allows us to do future seasons and episodes and allows others around the world to see it for free, because as you know, streaming is not cheap. But people have been so generous after they watch it. They seem to love the show so much, they want to share it with the world. So, but more than anything else, especially during this time of uncertainty, when you're stuck in your homes and some are even struggling to not have jobs or work, we want you to enjoy the free show. That's what this show is about. And you can see all 8 episodes within a few minutes, connected directly from your phone. Or if you want, you can just go on YouTube as well and look up The Chosen, and you'll see it there as well. But I think the best way is through the app.
Mm. That's fantastic. That really is wonderful. And I can attest to the fact that when you're watching it, it's not going to, after a certain number of minutes, pause for a moment and here's an advert that you have to watch. And then we go back to it's so well done. And thank you so much. And again, thank you so much to so many people who have sown into this, who've given generously so that we can watch it for free. And so that is a fantastic model. And I just say thank you to everybody who's involved in this amazing project. Dallas, it's been so great chatting to you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning here in the States, and I'm going to get back to writing and working on season 2. It's my late night writing session. So I'm glad to have talked with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family, and take care.
Thank you.
That was Dallas Jenkins, American filmmaker, creator, director, and co-writer of The Chosen. Check out the app. Check them out on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.